ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we're reading from 4th canto chapter 21 text 23 Tasyame tadanustana Yanano brahmavadina Lokasyu kamasandoha Yasat yusyati distadrik Tasyame tadanustana Yanano brahmavadina Lokasyu kamasandoha Yasat yusyati distadrik Tasyame tadanustana Yananu brahmavadina Lokasyu kamasandoha Yasat yusyati distadrik Tasyame tadanustana Tasya is me, mine, tat, that, anustanat, by executing, yan, that which, ahu, is spoken, brahmavadina, by the expert in Vedic knowledge, lokaha, planets, siu, become, kamasandoha, fulfilling one's desirable objectives, yasya, whose, tushati, become satisfied, dishtadrik, the seer of all destiny. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Prithu say, I think that upon the execution of my duty as a king, I shall be able to achieve the desirable objectives described by experts in Vedic knowledge. This destination is certainly achieved by the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a seer of all destiny. Please repeat after me. Maharaj Prithu say, I think that upon the execution of my duty as a king, I shall be able to achieve the desirable objectives described by experts in Vedic knowledge. This destination is certainly achieved by the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the seer of all destiny. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Prithu gives special stress to the word Brahma Vadina, by the expert of Vedic knowledge. Brahma referred to the Vedas, which are also known as Sabda Brahma, or transcendental sound. Transcendental sound is not ordinary language, although it appeared to be written in ordinary language. Evidence from the Vedic literature should be accepted as final authority. In the Vedic literature, there is much information, and of course, there is information about the execution of king's duty. A responsible king who executes his appointed duty by giving proper protection to all living entity on his planet is promoted to the heavenly planet system. This is also dependent upon the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. It is not that if one executes his duty properly, he is automatically promoted. For promotion depends upon the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It must ultimately be concluded that one can achieve the desired result of his activity upon satisfying the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed in the first canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pumir divasreshta varnashrama vibhagasaha svanusridasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. The perfection of one's execution of his appointed duty is the ultimate satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. The word kamasandokha means achievement of one of the desired results. Everyone desires to achieve the ultimate goal of life. But in modern civilization, the great scientists think that man's life has no plan. This gross ignorance is very dangerous and makes civilization very risky. People do not know the laws of nature, which are the ruling of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they are atheists of the first order, they have no faith in the existence of God and His ruling, and therefore do not know how nature is working. This gross ignorance of the mass of people, including even the so-called scientists and philosophers, makes life a risky situation in which human beings do not know whether they are making progress in life. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30, they are simply progressing to the darkest region of material existence. Adanta govir vishatanta mistram. The Krishna conscious movement has therefore been started to give philosophers, scientists, and the people in general the proper knowledge about the destiny of life. Everyone should take advantage of this movement and learn the real goal of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Mama jnana jiminanda syagyana jnana samakrava chakshirun midamaya tasmai shri gurave nama. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya putale shri madhe jaya padaya swamini jnana. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya putale shri madhe bhakti yudanta swamini jnana. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pichayana Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vasakta Dushkani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Shri Gaura Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Mancha Kalpa Garubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namo. So before making an attempt to speak on this great epic of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I request the present Vaishnava to bless me that I may be able to speak some suitable words which appear to your heart and increase your bhakti. Hare Krishna. So in this particular sloka, in this particular verse, we see how some very important points Srila Prabhupada makes, that unless the Supreme Lord is satisfied, then there is no question of achieving one's ultimate goal of life. So of course in the Brahma Samhita he says that Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam, there are thousands, millions of Lakshmi serving Krishna. So who are we? Where do we stand? How can we please Krishna? Because we are very insignificant. But yet, in our humble attempt, we can try to please the Supreme Lord by following the order of the Acharyas. In this particular purpose, Srila Prabhupada explained how this modern civilization is going to dogs. Basically, you know, Srila Prabhupada explained how the whole civilization is complete in darkness about the ultimate goal of life. We can see in very advanced society, like in Sweden, in Norway, our Prabhuji is coming from there, and there is a very high rate of suicide. Am I correct? Why? Why people they are not satisfied? Why people who have everything in life, their nice social structure, their nice car, their nice buildings, nice roads, nice railways? It's not like in India, you're going to go from Calcutta to Mayapur, it takes 6 hours. The road is like a volcano, you enter inside, come outside. Which planet? In which planet you are? I don't know, man. How is it possible? 120 kilometers, 6 hours. You know, it's incredible. There the roads are very beautiful, nice, 4 lane, 6 lane, 8 lane. Cars are going fast, everything is on time, everything is pack up. You cannot see any dirt on the floor. You could sleep in a railway station, no problem. You could eat on the floor. But, you know, so advanced society, but still people commit suicide. Why? They are not happy. Why? Because small mistake. Prabhupada repeats again and again and again and again. We are not this body. We are not this body. We are not this body. And that's the main focus. That's the main thing. People identify with the body and say, okay, what's my duty as a body? What am I supposed to do? Okay, go to school. You go to school, you learn some job. Then you get a job. And then you get married. And then you make some money. And then you have everything. I have a car, I have a motorbike, I have a nice wife, I have nice kids, and nice television, nice pay, everything. When I retire, they put me inside a nice old age house and sit in front of the television. And where is the goal of life? Life is gone. And what did you achieve? Nothing. Wasted my time. Wasted the time. So people think, you know, what is the goal of life? It's just to make some money, to have some family, to have some kids, to become old and die. If there is no goal of life, then people think, what the hell, you know, let me jump in front of the bridge, in front of the train, inside the lake, or whatever it is. Because, you know, if after death there is nothing, then why am I wasting my time? If there is no life after death, there is no controller, there is no God, everything happened by mistake, everything happened by one big bang, somewhere in the cosmos, and we are just an agglomerate of some chemicals, then what's the point? What's life? What is all this sentimentality? What is love? What is love? The kids, by the time they're 16, they've done everything. They try everything. The drug, the sex, the motorbike, the car, the jumping, anything you can even think of, they already tried. So, what is the ultimate thing? If they don't have any goal of life, and the goal is that I'm going to die, so why prolonging my suffering? It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Why should I become old and end up in front of the television with some doctor, give me some injection, make me stupid, watching the television all day, how are you doing, all right, hanging out there, waiting for death. No point. So, but there is a goal of life. Manushya Durlabham, the Shastra that gives information. Huh? This human form of life is very rare. 8,400,000 different species of life. And 400,000, they are humans. Or semi-humans. They look like humans. So, we have this human form of life, and with the human form of life comes responsibility. The responsibility to understand what is the goal of life and how can we achieve that. So that's very important. If we think we are the body, then we don't go nowhere. But if we understand we are the spirit soul within the body, that makes a lot of difference. I have the body, just like I have a motorbike. If the motorbike breaks, I can take another motorbike, or I can change the wheel, or I can fix it, whatever. Or you have a car. The car breaks, come out of the car, take another car, continue your trip, right? Take a train, take a bus, take a plane, go by walk, something. You continue. But if you think you are this car, and when the car breaks, they're going to compact it into 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot and throw it inside the garbage, that's all you are. We lose the point altogether. So human life means to understand what is the goal of life. And there is no institution, there is no school, there is nobody who is telling us what is the goal of life. I remember I asked my grandfather, he was very old, retired. He went through the Second World War, he was prisoner for 10 years in Africa, he came back, he established himself. Then I asked him, okay, now you did it all. What is the goal of life? He started crying. He said, I don't know. What did you find in life? I don't know, I didn't find anything, man. Say, you are to find. He said, me? All right, I'll try. Thanks. But, you know, he was crying like a baby. He said, how is possible? This man went all over the world, he fought, he had children, he established himself, he had money, everything. But he didn't figure it out. So to die in ignorance is like dying like animals. Yeah? So one should prepare himself for achieving the ultimate goal of life. And this is, again, the point Srila Prabhupada makes, that depends upon pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, I was asking my wife this point. I was telling her, okay, how do you understand when Krishna is pleased? And she says, very simple. She said, you just see the devotee. If they are happy with you, if the Vaishnavas are happy with you, then you know Krishna is happy. Because they're the representative of the Lord. And how can we please Krishna if we don't please the Vaishnavas? That's very important. Very deep also. She said very simple. So, by pleasing the Vaishnava, by pleasing the devotee, we can actually please Krishna. That is very important factor. Because no one can make an attempt to please Krishna. Of course, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palantoyam, Yome Bhakta Prayachati. Okay, you offer me with love and devotion a flower, fruit, water. I will accept. Krishna is happy. There are so many ways we can please Krishna. But then he has everything. And what he wants is love. And how can we love Krishna? Unless we realize that we are not this body, and we act on a spiritual platform, it's very difficult. As long as we are conditioned by the three modes of material nature, especially by ignorance and passion, then it's very, very difficult to realize that we are not this body. So we must come to the platform of Sattva Guna. Srila Prabhupada says Sattva Guna is the trampoline, or you say the stepping stone into transcendence. So we must come to that platform. That doesn't mean that if we are in passion and ignorance, we cannot perform devotional service. Certainly, we can perform devotional service, certainly we can become purified, certainly by chanting the holy name and associating with the body, we can make progress. But that should be our next level, coming to the sattvic stage where we can appreciate the devotees. He said that any stupid person can find faults. Well, somebody look at the moon. Hey, look at the moon, so many black spots. But the moon is giving such a nice light in the night. And it's giving so much juice to the vegetable which we eat every day. So, who can appreciate? It takes intelligence to appreciate other people's quality. It takes intelligence to see everything connected with Krishna. Premanyana acharita bhakti vilochanena. So how we can see, we need a teacher. We cannot learn anything without a teacher. The first teacher are our father and mother. Then we go to school. Then any gentleman, Srila Prabhupada say, he accept a guru. And then we accept the ultimate authority of the Vedas. What the Veda says is the ultimate truth. So by the blessing of the teacher, by the blessing of the guru, by the blessing of the singer, Vaishnava, they are guiding us. Then we can learn to see. Just like an expert mechanic can listen to the sound of the engine and tell you, this part is broken. The piston needs to be changed. The ring needs to be changed. There is oil seal is leaking. How does he know? Simply by the sound of the engine he can tell, because of his experience. He has opened so many engines, he has seen, he has realization of the sound. Again, Srila Prabhupada said, the sound is not ordinary sound. Sabda Brahma. This sound is coming directly from Krishna. Although it appears written in English literature, in English verses and letters, but this sound is a transcendental sound directly coming from Krishna for us. Krishna is speaking the Vedas. Krishna is manifesting himself in the form of the holy name for us, for our benefit. But we have to be able to accept the truth. If we start to speculate, if we start to twist around, if we start to adjust everything according to our desire, according to our vision, or crooked or cheating mentality, then it's very dangerous. Then we don't make progress. Then we don't become happy. Then we don't go back to God. We have to purify ourselves to accept 100% the authority of the Vedas, to accept 100% the advice of the Vaishnavas, and the words of Krishna. Because only by accepting the word of Krishna, we can become purified. And by only following this process of Vaidhi Bhakti, then we can actually make progress. Now, another important point is for us to understand, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, and also Prithu Maharaj mentioned in many sloka before, also the establishment of Varnashram Dharma. So Varnashram Dharma, this is, we were discussing yesterday, whether this should be established for the society at large, also within our society. And I think, my personal realization is that we also have to realize where do we stand in order to make progress. In other words, we have to be introspective enough to understand, are we Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra? Doesn't matter all this qualification, because we are Vaishnavas, we are trying to become Vaishnavas. So Vaishnava is above Brahmin, Vaishnava is above everybody. But nevertheless, we can utilize our expertise in serving Krishna. Huh? Just Srila Prabhupada explained, just like in our body, there is a head, there is an arm, there is a stomach, there is a leg. And all, if they are synchronized, working together nicely, then the body functions properly. So in a society, Chaturvarnyam Mayasi Strong, Guna Karma Vibhagasa, according to Guna and Karma, everybody should be engaged in the service of the Lord. We cannot pretend to be somebody else. If we are a Kshatriya, let's act like a Kshatriya. If we are a Vaishya, let's make money for Krishna. If we are Sudra, let's help everybody with our service. If we are Brahmana, then let's worship the deity and do the Brahminical activity. Nevertheless, we had to become purified by our own nature. So, from one point we had to start to understand who we are, what is our nature, and how can we progress from that point to transcendence. Because everybody can please Krishna. We see in the Ramayana, there was a small squirrel and Hanuman. Hanuman was building a bridge to go Lanka. He's throwing huge stone, and there is one small squirrel who's carrying little sand in the back for the pleasure of Ram. So this Hanuman used to step, and this squirrel in between his leg is disturbing him. He said, "Why don't you get lost? What are you doing with this small sand you're throwing inside the ocean? Look, I'm throwing these big, huge boulders. We can finish this bridge in a few days. You're coming between our leg with scary, squishing you on the floor, making you like a pizza flat. So why don't you just move? You're doing nothing, you know? What's your little sand will do?" But then Ram stepped in. And he said, no, Hanumanji, you're wrong. He's also serving me. It may be small, maybe carry sand, but I appreciate the service he's doing. No? So, Krishna is very pleased, you know, by the effort of the devotees. There is another lady, she is in the same pastime of Ramachandra, she is a jungly lady, but she saw Ram, and she has a basket of fruits, and she's testing the fruit to see which one is sweet. I want to offer to Ram. This one? No good. This one? This is very sweet. Please eat. You know, and all the other people that are looking and say, "Ram, you are the king, you are the emperor, and how can you accept this? Who is this lady? Some wretched lady from the forest." He said, "Cool down, Lakshman. Don't be passionate. It's okay. I understand your mood. But she wants to serve me. She wants to give me nice things. And I want to accept. That is nice." Now, Lakshman is always passionate. He wants to cut somebody's nose, somebody's ear. He wants to kill this guy, that guy. That's Balaram, of course. So, Krishna is ready to accept our devotion. But we have to be sincere. We want to offer that devotion with full surrender, with purity, without any motivation, without any interruption. Then only you can satisfy Krishna. So it doesn't matter whether we clean the floor, we do the aarti, we make a garland, we cook, we clean the toilet, anything we do, we can do it for Krishna's pleasure. And if we fix that in our mind, then Krishna will be pleased with whatever we do. So, Srila Prabhupada has created this organization so we can all participate in serving Krishna, becoming purified, and in the end of our life, go back home, back to Godhead. That is the meaning of this society. We have to train ourselves so that tomorrow we can go out there and train all the other people. How to become happy? People are dying. People are waiting to become happy. People are looking for happiness. But they're looking in the wrong place. They're looking in the malls. They're looking into the casino. They're looking to the television. They're looking to the motorcycle. I don't know. They're looking everywhere, but not Krishna. And they don't see there is Krishna everywhere. There is nothing but Krishna and Krishna's energy. We can connect everything. It's only our mind is disconnecting things. Thinking, "Oh, this is for my pleasure, let me enjoy this." That is the disconnection. But the moment we connect everything with Krishna, then we are perfect. Premanyana Charita Bhakti Vilochana, then we can see everything in connection with the Lord. And then we can think, how can we utilize this for the pleasure of Krishna? What am I doing? I'm doing this for pleasing Krishna or for pleasing myself? That cheating mentality is always there in the back, is hiding. "No, Prabhu, you know, it's for Krishna's pleasure. You know, we are doing this, we are doing that." But do we really want to please Krishna? Or do we want position? Do we want name? Do we want fame? "And you don't know I am senior devotee, you know, why are you standing in my place? You know, I'm coming every year, yeah? 35 years, where are you? Who are you?" Our mind can trick us in so many ways, you know? So we have to be very, very careful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us only 8 stanzas. Trinada Pisunichana, Tarora Pisunichana, Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari. So if you want to, Kirtaniya Sadahari means constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. This Yuga Dharma is Arinam Sankirtan. So if you want to be able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, then this Trinada Pisunichana, we should make one board and hang it on our neck so we remember it every day. And they say, Prabhu, what is this board? A Trinada Pisunichana. Oh, okay. So we understand it's our number plate. So because unless we become humble and tolerant, there's no way we can chant. And what is the happiest time in your life? It was when you were doing kirtan. At least I remember. I remember one time in Florence we had a big Ratayatra. I'm talking about 20, 25 years ago. We had big Ratayatra in Florence. You know, we finished in the evening around 7 o'clock. We came back to the temple. We did the Sandhya Arti. And after the Sandhya Arti we started the kirtan. And the kirtan could not stop. It went on up to 4 o'clock in the morning, Mongolite. It just couldn't stop. One Maharaj, there was Lokanath Maharaj, Japadaka Maharaj, at the time Bhagavan Maharaj, and so many Maharaj, you know. And they were chanting, and devotees, there were 600 devotees. We had a big, huge tent, circus tent, Somata Maharaj erected for us. And we had this big kirtan, and it couldn't stop. I wanted to go out and say, okay, now we'll stop, you know, and go to sleep. I'm tired, you know, from the morning we're fixing the chariot, painting the garland, this. You know, from morning 5 o'clock, Mongol Arti, we are there, you know. And it's 5, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Okay, this Maharaj will stop. The Maharaj will stop. Another Maharaj will pick up. Oh my God, you know. We couldn't stop dancing. We were like robot, a machine, you know, dancing. dancing. Everybody, including the public, they all came down. All the people were there. And time went by. And people couldn't figure out what's happening. What's happening? Everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, everybody in ecstasy, total ecstasy. And I was thinking, my God, how is it possible? That was 4:30, all the body went to Mongol Arti. I couldn't, I went to sleep. Damn. I was finished. The temple president at that time, Krishna Chaitanya, he told me, hey, Prabhu, let's go take bath, we go to Mongol Arti. I said, oh, I'm finished. I'm sorry. He was so strong, he went to Mongol Arti again. I went to sleep until I don't know how many hours I sleep. But. So, now, kirtan is really a study. You know, you can see the devotee also in Mayapur, and Harinam Sankirtan goes every day, you know. We should all participate in the kirtan, because kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say actually the safest position is kirtan. Because when you're in kirtan, you're focused. You can't space out, you can't think anything, you have to engage all your senses, you know. In chanting and dancing, you're current. And also, when we chant together, actually Krishna began manifested there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come and dance there with the devotees. We may not see it, but Krishna is present there. So Krishna is very happy when we are doing Harinam. So we have a great responsibility in our society to train ourselves nicely, so that we can go and train other people. If tomorrow the authority come and say, okay, you go to Japan, you go to China, you go to Mongolia, you go and preach, what do we say? Because every one of us should be able to open a temple. That's the desire of Srila Prabhupada. If we know how to do kirtan, you go to lecture, you know how to cook, you know how to distribute books, you can open a temple. You can go and preach. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, at any point of time in our life, no one can stop our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Why? We can always choose Krishna. We can take it easy way. And now I'm relaxed, I'm retired, you know. I'm at home. I'm okay, I'm chanting. But we can be enthusiastic and can go there and preach. Somewhere, there's so much preaching going on, Namata, there's so many programs going on, so we should participate. Especially all of you are white. I am not white anymore. I am become black after a long time in India. But especially the foreign devotee, people appreciate so much when you go for a program and see, because this creates a revolution in their brain. All these people in India, they're thinking, hey, let me go to America and make some money and become rich, and I made it. And when they see the devotee, oh, this guy's from America, something inside their head, and goes, how is it possible? This guy's coming from there, he become Vaishnava. And this is our culture, and this is our religion, and this is our things. There's some revolution, something taking place in their head, something spinning. And then they start to think, maybe there is some truth in the Bhagavatam. Maybe there is some truth in what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say. So it's very important, Srila Prabhupada used to call the white elephants. So it's very important that we participate in this preaching mission of Srila Prabhupada. And then we again direct this misdirected civilization. Otherwise, everybody is going to crash in ignorance. Everybody is going to die, become a dog. Very dangerous, very risky, Prabhupada say. Because a society which do not guide their member to advance spiritually, that's very risky. It's like, okay, tomorrow we give you a jumbo jet. Do you know how to drive a jumbo jet? Do you know? No. Okay, no problem. Krishna will let you know. Let's see if you can fly. Who will come with you? Anybody? No, you go by yourself, try first. See if you can land again, then we'll come. So it's the same thing. This materialistic society, organization, civilization, including the scientists and the philosophers, they're just misguiding people. Oh no, we are just a bunch of chemicals put together, you know. We are nothing, there is no goal of life. Enjoy life. Again, when I asked my grandfather, I was maybe 15 or 16, I started to think, you know, what is life, you know? What is death? You know, one time I think I was playing the beach football and I cut my feet. My uncle took me to the hospital to stitch my feet. And I saw there was a beautiful blonde girl in bikini and she was dead. I said, oh my God, what happened to her? She drowned. She was so beautiful. I said, how is it possible? How God is so cruel? How can she die? I said, oh, what to do? I don't know. So I went to my grandfather, I asked, what's that? What is life? What is this? Yeah, he said, yeah, why you're thinking about this? Just get a nice girlfriend, enjoy life. Why you're thinking this? This is not the time for you to think. Don't worry, don't worry. What don't worry, man? You're gonna die. The girl was dead. She was 16 years old. I can die tomorrow. But they're saying, oh, don't worry, you know, no problem. Just enjoy life. Make some money. By hook or by crook, enjoy some ghee. What they say in scripture. Enjoy some pizza in Italy. So what's the point? So we have to perfect our life, and we have a great responsibility to train other people and disseminate this knowledge of the ultimate goal of life. We should take advantage of this movement towards the real goal of life, and we should help other people. It's very important. Jivadaya. Jivadaya means being very merciful to other living entity. So first we have to be merciful to ourselves. It says charity starts at home. So first we become qualified Vaishnavas, and then we can teach others. But even while we are getting trained, we can still tell people about Krishna. We can still distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So we can participate in this great movement and pleasing Krishna and helping Krishna to reclaim the fallen conditioned soul to go back home, back to God. Thank you very much for listening. There are a few minutes for question and answer or any... Gauranga, Nityananda. Success, success. Vaishnava, please. Now I'm comfortable. Any comment? You have some comment? La motocicletta si stanno preparando, non si preoccupi. No. All right, so we'll go to the next program, which is Prachadam Haribo Gauranga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.